Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Yeah, you can sit here.
Enjoy it.
So, welcome to Weekday Wednesday. Oh, we're here.
To start your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions, press 2. To speak to customer service.
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now.
All right. Oh, my goodness. Let's try and get it done again. Oh. Now we've got, Bluetooth Echo. Why is that? Hold on. We're not doing well here. All right. Are we on? Are we live? Are we doing it? Can everybody hear us? Let's see. We're going to call in again, and we're going to find out whether or not we're live or not. This is ridiculous. What is going on with our show? My computer was all messed up when I launched it this morning. I'm not really sure why, but it was. All right. Let's see here. We're going to see if we're live on the air. We're going to quit this. And Cannabis Kid, what kind of information you got for us while we're just doing stupid tech things? You know what this is about? This is about Tech Guy. I was talking to him this morning because it's almost a year since he's been gone. And I knew he was going to do this stuff. I knew if I had acknowledged him in any way, shape, or form, even into the ethers, he was going to mess his show up because he does not like to be acknowledged.
Hijacking.
Yeah, hijacking.
From the other
show.
Side.
Total hijack show. So let's see if we can start this over. Welcome to Weekday Wednesday.
Good morning.
Tucson, Arizona's number one radio online podcast about everything about weed. Today's all about weed. Today's the all about weed show. So, there's your introduction. We are so sorry that we are late, and we have no clue what happened to We're starting. So, welcome to Weekday Wednesday, everybody. Sorry about that little snafu we had earlier. That's pretty ridiculous. So we're just going to do our show over.
Do over.
Now we're live. So let's take a look and see if there's any chatters out there that are saying, are we on? Hello? Is there anybody out there? Doesn't look like there's anybody out there, but we never know. It's kind of a weird thing when you come to the studio. And maybe that's why. Maybe there's just all sorts of other things happening on this little system that shouldn't be. Not really sure about that, but at any rate, welcome to Newsday Wednesday. It is February 10th, 2016. And here we are. We're here. And we're ready to start our show now. I was trying to hook up the Bluetooth, and last night I had it going really well.
Oh.
And it was awesome. but when I turn the Bluetooth on is when it gets crazy on this. So we're just going to...
Interesting. I wonder why it's having that effect.
I don't know, but my computer got all weird this morning. It won't let me, like, expand my screen and all sorts of crazy things. But here you go. Listen to this.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
838-4430. You can contact us. You can come on down to Tumbleweeds Health Center. .com. I don't know if there's a .com you can come to, but there is. TumbleweedsHealthCenter.com. Check it out. 520-838-4430.
There is a .com.
Tell them something. I'm going to get us some marijuana. You tell them a story while I'm getting us some marijuana. Because today's, wait a minute, today's all about weed. Before I do that, I just want to put.
Of course she does that.
Yeah. I want a little soundbite of something because we've had a morning already, so maybe we can have something funny just to get us going here. And I'm sure there's going to be like a ton of commercials here going on. Maybe not. Maybe we'll get a funny thing just so that we can go get our weed and start smoking our weed for the morning. Because today's show is all about weed. that's what I put on the internet anyway. So, you know, I was looking up.
Well, we better get it to them.
I know, when I was little, I was like 14, I went to the park one day and I came back, I was just mortified, and my parents were like, what's your problem? And I said, I couldn't believe that such beautiful flowers were called weeds, which meant that they weren't supposed to be there. But I thought they were so pretty, the dandelions and all the little, you know, things that end up in the park, that people, you know, they run over with a lawnmower.
Right.
I was flabbergasted, and I just came back and said, that's it, I can't do this, I can't do this life.
Long history of doing
so, and there's more commercials going on, but it was pretty funny because if you look up, would you look up please the definition of a weed, because we're going to look at that right now. Cannabis Kid is going to look that up for you while we're waiting for this Jim Beam commercial to end. Oh my God, here we go. This is funny. We need some funnies right now. This is our Out of Africa store bit.
Hey, may I help you? Yeah. It's kind of neat. What is it? Oh, it's from New Guinea. It's a ceremonial spirit box. Wow, that's cool. What do you do with it? You put your weed in there. Thank you.
This is neat. Is this from South America?
You bet. That's the Yanomano ancestor idol from Brazil. It's carved from deer bone. They only make one every 7 years. It's really rare.
What do you use it for?
You put your weed in there.
Okay.
No problem. Where's this from? Oh, it's from Borneo. It's for a Sulawesi puberty ritual. It symbolizes the journey into adulthood.
Really?
Yeah, and you put your weed in here.
So this has actually been used in puberty rituals?
Yeah, and you put your weed in there.
Thanks.
No problem.
Hey, excuse me.
Oh, this is great. You put your weed.
Right.
Awesome.
Actually, looking for a gift for my mother. Is there anything in here that doesn't involve weed?
Well, you can get her this. It's a Senegalese talking drum. Only the head shaman of Senegal is allowed to use it.
Wow. That'd be great. She might like something like that.
You know what I'd do if I bought it? I put my weed in there.
Yeah.
Right in there. Oh, wait. I got something else. This is a Javanese rain stick. Yeah, it's for a fertility dance. You can put it in your apartment and hang a plant from it.
That'd be cool. She has a lot of plants. That might be good.
You sure she doesn't like weed?
Yeah, pretty sure.
It's too bad because it goes right in here. This part unscrews. All right. It's really great.
Hey, that's your Volkswagen van parked out front? Look, man, there's
nothing in here that you could put weed into. I just want to tell you, you left your lights on. I turned them off for you. Okay, maybe there's some things in here that you could put tobacco into or incense or spices into, but definitely not weed. What the hell are you talking about? Okay, I guess if this opened up, you could put weed in it, but I can't get it open. It's not like there's weed in there. What is this? Weed? You're under arrest. All right, but don't bother checking the store, because there's no weed in that. There's no weed in that, and there's no weed in that. Well, you can talk about it down at the station. Don't bother checking the back of the store. No weed!
Welcome back to New Zealand.
We just wanted to share. We wanted to
wanted to laugh with you because I get so serious when our show starts and it doesn't start on time, and so I needed something to just bring us down to the sunniness. Well, so we're smoking Smopium, which is a beautiful hybrid, 50-50. It's a 50-50. So tell us, Cannabis Kid, what is the definition of a weed, and we'll tell you if we accept it or not.
So it says a weed, a wild plant growing where it's not wanted.
Oh.
And in
a wild plant growing where it is not wanted. Okay. What else?
And in competition with all their other cultivated plants.
Oh. So a weed is a competitor.
Yeah.
Well, we have a competitor, don't we?
So if you move unwanted plants from an area of ground of plants cultivated in it.
Huh.
That's how you would use it.
Okay.
I'm removing this weed
out
of this cultivated area of plants.
Wow. But what we're going to do is we're going to keep the weed in the cultivated areas and remove the other things.
And all plants have some kind of
value.
I mean, they're here for a reason. And, you know, we may not know what that reason is as humans.
Yet.
But it could supply a food supply for an insect race.
That's the only thing
that they can eat.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Exactly.
Point is, you know, this plant
What's
was eradicated from America back in 1937. And it hasn't been around. So think of all the things, the insects and the plant life who haven't had the opportunity.
I was gonna say opportunity.
To have it in their systems.
Yep. Well, there you have it. That's a weed, but we like weed, so we just thought we'd make our show all about weed today because if you go online, I love it. I love when you go online and you just look up.
It is about weed every day.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday.
Every day is about weed. But if you go online, you can check out that Colorado just sold shy of $1 billion worth of cannabis. Hello?
That's crazy.
2015. We're talking in the
big B.
We're talking B for Bell Star into the billions. Can you believe it? Oh my lord! Here it is in 2015. At the beginning of 2015, a lot of people were estimating that Colorado would sell over $1 billion worth of cannabis. Recreational marijuana became legal to sell in Colorado at the beginning of 2014, with the regulated medical marijuana system already in existence. The rollout of recreational marijuana sales took a bit to ramp up, and 2014 was seen as a warm-up of sorts. 2015 was predicted to be the year that the $1 billion mark would be crossed in Colorado, and Colorado came very, very close per the cannabis. Licensed and regulated marijuana stores in Colorado sold $996,184,788 worth of recreational and medical cannabis in 2015, according to new data from the State Department of Revenue. Holy cow. All my electronics are going. They're all going.
It's all very exciting, you know. And
magic.
I would say hemp falls under weed.
Hemp is weed. Okay. I think it's ethical to round that up to a billion, cannabis industry attorney Christian Setterberg said on Tuesday upon hearing the results. Colorado has also collected more than $135 million in marijuana taxes and fees, more than $35 million of which is earmarked for school construction projects.
Oh, that's so exciting. Wow. Rebuilding the structure.
Of
our education system.
Imagine that.
Well,
imagine
that's what,
using
you,
it, you
that's
know, the
what
money
this money
for
was supposed to be going for.
Well, supposed to be. But what I would really like to talk to some of the Arizona representatives and find out what in God's name they're doing with all our money, because they certainly have stopped all of our newsletters on our nice little orange paper, and we don't get anything from them anymore.
Well,
once in a while you get an
what
email.
I would like to see is
yeah.
the price go down. So for canceling all that stuff.
Yeah. No kidding.
How
yeah.
about from 150 down to 100?
50. Let's go to 50.
50?
Let's go to 50. Drop a 50 on them.
They
drop
got,
it.
They got money from everyone.
I know.
All right.
Well, guess
well,
what? Oh, go for
I got
it.
It. How
you
about
guys,
South
you...
Dakota passes House bill on industrial hemp?
Oh.
And this is updated by Hemp Incorporated, which is a...
I'm on the couch by myself.
And Hemp Incorporated is a traded stock on Wall Street, so you can actually
put your weed in it.
Put your weed in it.
You can put your weed in it.
Your green in it.
Put your weed in
it. Says Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh.
Mark Wired on February 9th. Hemp Incorporated updates the shareholders today on an industrial hemp bill, HB 1054. Last week in South Dakota, House of Representatives approved a bill that would allow cultivation of industrial hemp in the state of South Dakota. With a 57-11 vote, South Dakota is yet another state that is really realizing the economic advantages of the hemp plant. Hemp, which can be used in the manufacturing of thousands of products, can increase jobs and provide additional revenue for farmers and state, thereby creating a significant economic development opportunity. According to the bill, HB 1054.
Is that for a hemp bill?
Hemp bill, yeah.
Correct.
Hemp bill 1054, industrial hemp, cannabis sativa. Number one, having no more than 0.3% of tetrahydrocannabidiol is thereby designated an oil seed upon meeting the requirements of section 2-5, inclusive. It's a lot of, I'll go into this. Any person in the state that may plant, grow, harvest, possess, process, sell, and buy industrial hemp, cannabis sativa, having no more than 0.3% of tetrahydrocannabidiol.
THC.
Any person desiring to grow or process industrial hemp for commercial purposes to research shall apply to the Department of Agriculture for a license on a form prescribed by the department in rules pursuant to Chapter 1-6 of the full bill of South Dakota legislation here. So it goes into how to apply for this.
The bill is now set to head to the Senate for consideration, according to the 10th Amendment Center blog post. While current federal law authorizes only the research farming of hemp by research institutions, South Dakota's HB 1054 just ignores federal prohibition and authorizes commercial hemp production anyway. South Dakota would thus join the continuously growing number of other states, including Colorado, Oregon, South Carolina, Connecticut, Maine, North Dakota, and Vermont, that have simply ignored federal prohibition and legalized hemp within their state borders. Other states have also started growing hemp, and 33 states have proposed pro-hemp legislation. See Hemp Inc.'s press release on January 29, 2016. That's my dad's birthday. And the day before the Silver Sisters' dad's birthday. That's a sign. That's a sign. And this press release is regarding Vermont, Kansas, Maine, Kentucky, Missouri, Hawaii, and Hemp Inc.'s press release regarding Virginia.
Ooh. That is incredible.
Bruce Perlowin, CEO of Hemp Inc., OTC Pink, .hemp, said, "More often than not, we are seeing states unfold pro-hemp legislature. This will inevitably create revenue for Hemp Inc. and for farmers. Hemp Inc. owns the only commercial hemp decorator, I don't even know how to say say that one, in the United States, and we are gearing up as an arsenal of portable decorators that can be deployed to more and more farmers as they begin to grow hemp. Once testing and modifying of the machinery is complete, we'll be able to ship the portable decorticators to farmers as well as provide seed and consultation. The seed and consultation opens yet another potential market for hemp ink. And Perlin continued, the portable machines are able to process fiber on site without having to ship hemp stock to our facility in Spring Hope, North Carolina. This creates revenue for hemp ink and revenue for the farmers. Any farmer in any state interested can actually contact Hemp Inc. at info@hempinc.com. Hemp Inc. is also in the process of implementing the same portable technology by working with other equipment manufacturers for portable CBD extractors to bring to farmers to help dramatically increase the ability for CBD production and thus revenue for the American small farm. You can also contact them about that at the email I just listed. that's huge.
Huge. Well, all those states that you just named off, well, I mean, those are all states that are introducing hemp into their...
Yeah, into their farms and ways. You know, okay.
Mm-hmm.
We import way too much hemp.
And the hemp that we're getting...
We can't grow it, yeah. We
don't even know.
We don't know how it's regulated. I mean, you can say anything you want. You know what? All you naysayers are yelling at me right now for saying we don't know how it's regulated. We're not growing it. When we start growing it, we'll know about it.
Just because it has a label on it doesn't mean...
you can slap a label on anything you want. Jiminy Cricket. But, you know, Jiminy Cricket.
And you know stuff. What our hemp was coming from China, which in China, they're using it to clean up. We have heard
the effects of Chernobyl and such.
They're using it to clean up toxic methods. And who knows what that hit.
The Silver Sister is here. Hello, Silver Sister. We don't see you online. It's kind of a weird thing. Our computer's technology is really messed up. If you happen to be on the computer and can type us a little note, anyone out there, that'd be great. But yeah.
We love you.
Yeah, we need hemp. Now we are just, it's ridiculous.
I'm amazed that it's gone on this long. And I'm glad the states are coming out and they're saying this is enough.
Mm-hmm. Enough.
We need revenue for our state.
Yeah.
You know?
Completely.
So, and this is going to change some states around and they're going to get their power back.
Yep. Speaking of getting power back.
Woo-hoo.
Potent pot. Did you see the newsletter I sent out to you? Marijuana is stronger now than it was 20 years ago. And boy, ain't that the truth. Holy cow. 1 minute, people come into the office and they're like, yeah, we back in the day. I go, uh-uh. This isn't your grandma's pot. This is not your grandma's weed. So pot is becoming more potent, a new study suggests. In the study, the researchers looked at more than 38,600 samples of illegal marijuana seized by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration over 20 years. Did you hear that? So for the last 20 years, they have captured cannabis, put it in a little jail cell, have been analyzing it. This is the DEA, people. They found that the level of THC or tetrahydrocannabinol. Why do they make us say that? Do they pronounce that word often, tetrahydrocannabinol? Because that's a hard one. Why do they do this? THC, marijuana's main psychoactive ingredient. In the marijuana samples, they rose about 4% from 1995 to 12% in 2014. And I'm telling you, they're up from there. Conversely, the level of CBD, or cannabidiol, an ingredient sometimes touted for its potential health benefits, fell from 0.28% in 2001 to less than 0.15% in 2014. When the researchers looked at the ratio of THC to CBD, they found that marijuana in 1995 had a THC level that was 14 times its CBD level. But in 2014, the THC level was 80 times that of CBD.
Whoa.
Boom, 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 boom. We can see that the ratio of THC to CBD has really, really increased and climbed so much higher, said lead study author Muhammad A. El Soli, a professor of pharmaceutics at the University of Mississippi, where they grow it, people. Your government grows pot. Your government grows weed. at the University of Mississippi. You know what they do with it? They put their weed in it.
And from what we heard, it's about
3 to 4 per PhD. And who knows what else?
And who knows what else?
In the study, the researchers looked at nearly 39,000 samples of illegal cannabis, the vast majority of these samples of cannabis plant material. But they were also samples of hashish, which is the resinous part of cannabis plants mixed with some plant particles, and some samples of hash oil, which is a concentrated extract of cannabis in oil form. The researchers also found that among the cannabis plant material seeds over the last 4 years of the study, there had been an increase in the samples of sensimilla, which is a type of cannabis that is much more potent than other types of drug, according to the study published January 19th in the journal Biological Psychiatry. I like how I say that. So do we all know what sensimilla is? Want to give us a little shout out, do a little look up on the exact definition? Yeah, because what we've been told is, because back in the day when you got your sensimilla, it was seedless is what is our definition. So if that's what they're talking about, seedless just really pretty much refers to really high quality, very well grown cannabis, because when you find seeds in that stuff these days, they're like, oh, we found a seed. Quick, hide it. Put a name on it. Put it in the dark. Don't let anyone touch it. And give it to Belle. She knows what to do with it. And give it to Mikey. Mikey likes it. All right. The increase in marijuana potency may have some negative health consequences for marijuana users, especially young ones, L. Soli said. When a person smokes marijuana with lower doses of THC, it's a pleasant feeling. It's the munchies, the happiness, they told Live Science. But smoking marijuana with high doses of THC may involve a higher risk of negative health effects such as psychosis or panic attacks, he said. There are several likely factors behind the increase in marijuana potency in the illicit market. For one, the higher THC content is, the more expensive the product is, he said. Therefore, the ability to charge more for marijuana with high THC content is an incentive for cannabis growers to select for and grow these varieties of plants that have a high THC content. Moreover, pot smokers often develop a tolerance for THC, which means that over time, they need increasingly higher doses of THC to get high. These people create a demand for more and more potent varieties of pot. Previous research has also shown that the potency of marijuana, including the marijuana sold in states where it is recreational use is now legal, has increased over the years. For example, in a study presented in March of 2015 at a meeting of the American Chemical Society, researchers said they found samples of marijuana in Colorado with as much as 30% THC.
Mm.
Wow, where's our clapping for that one? In comparison, the levels of THC in marijuana 30 years ago were generally below 10%, the researchers said. And what we have found, well, what we've been told by our friends who are actually patients of the government, Irvin said he gets his cannabis is 3% THC.
Yeah.
Well, whatever it is, and it might be more now. Well, he's going to be on our 4-year anniversary show coming up, and I believe
March 16th.
Is it the 16th? So we did change the day a little bit. We had to get the cannabis kit here, so I'm going to make sure that that's just a month away.
We got to make sure that it was all figured out.
Yeah, he's touring the world for cannabis, so, he's on a cannabis sabbatical for a week in Aloha.
In the Kauai.
Oh, my Lord. I've never been. But you know what? This is awesome.
This is awesome.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a huntin', looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Walk into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. Piss. But shit, it was was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking, about to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks, Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up, but can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real, ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's, and then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealthy? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a run, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Oh my goodness, what the heck happened to that?
I don't know, but that
one of those days, I'm so sorry, tech guy. I tried to honor you just by myself in a private moment this morning, thinking about him. I still cannot believe he's not here. We love you, Tech Guy.
We love you, Tech Guy.
All right, Sensimilla, what did we find out?
We found out that Sensimilla is a highly potent form of marijuana in which the end smokable product contains no seeds. Sensimilla does not refer to a particular breed or strain of plant. Any female marijuana plant which is prevented from becoming fertilized will produce flowers without seeds.
Mm.
The contributors to the higher THC content in harvest because none of the buds have had any chance to turn into seeds. This is also contributes to the quantity and rarity of Sensimilla products because unfertilized Sensimilla Sensi yielding plant is unable to reproduce. The term Sensimilla is broken down to translate into the Spanish as without seeds.
Mm.
Sensimilla. However, the term was coined and popularized in the contents of marijuana culture by California grower Regent, which have strong Spanish and Mexican culture influence. I also got a lot of aid from the good Sensimilla, and that's why I do not snort the coke. I burn the ganja.
Mm.
That's plant Plato Banton.
The good Sensimilla. I like it. I got a lot of aid from the good Sensimilla. Mm-hmm. Ah, you know who else likes the good Sensimilla?
Really?
Dr. Oz.
Really?
Celebrity doctor reveals support for medical marijuana.
I was wondering when that was going to happen.
I know. He's been hanging out with Sondi and doing some serious vapor bong rips, I'm sure. But Dr. Mehmet Oz, a well-known celebrity doctor, has changed his views on medical marijuana. Recently, the doctor was on the Larry King Live show and shared his new perspective on marijuana as a medicine. According to HuffPost, Dr. Oz shared his new views on medical marijuana. I have. I grew up like most of my generation believing that marijuana was something Satan was throwing at Americans, a communist plot. But I think most of us have come around to the belief that marijuana is hugely beneficial when used correctly for medicinal purposes. Oz has joined the likes of other world-renowned doctors like CNN's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, to recognize that marijuana does have real medicinal benefits. Dr. Gupta has solidified his reasoning for supporting medical marijuana and has openly voiced his support. Another medical professional that openly supports medical marijuana is the chief health and medical editor for the ABC News, Dr. Richard Besser. Recent polls show that 86% of Americans support medical marijuana. Scientific evidence continues to prove the vast array of medical benefits from marijuana. From weed. Now we'll get him on. He's been following us for a while, but now he's going to be like, all right, Bill, I'll come on now.
I'm anxious to see where these Hollywood doctors are coming out with and
where they're going with it.
And where they're going with it and what did they get? Because, you know.
Well, you know. They probably get a lot, actually. You know, sometimes I say things like, you know, it's okay that Walmart has organic. You know, Walmart's not the best corporation, we've heard.
Right, and, but it makes it available.
But it's making it available and, you know,
sure
a lot
that.
Less expensive, holy moly, than your regular supermarkets that carry organic products. But, you know, so you got to start somewhere, right?
You sure do. And I think that's a really good thing. But I worry about the other doctors out there that are not getting the correct information and they are passing out the information. So I'm glad Dr. Oz is on board.
Yep.
But what worries me is not everyone watches Dr. Oz.
But a lot of Americans do. He's huge.
Yeah.
He's huge. And him and Sanjay Gupta together, this is seriously
these two
to me,
teaming up.
This is almost as big as Oprah coming out and saying that weed is good for you.
You get weed.
It's one of her favorite things.
Oh, my gosh.
Gets rollies.
Yes. Woo-hoo! But seriously, Dr. Oz is as big as Oprah, I believe, now, especially since Mama O's kind of on, you know, she's doing the Weight Watchers thing. That's all right. But he's out there. He's on the forefront. He's on TV every day at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Follows my Days of Our Lives, I know this.
And his daughter is on the Chew.
The Chew.
And his wife works on a more of a metaphysical.
Oh, maybe spiritual?
Yes. Yoga, health,
okay, yes.
Meditation,
oh, all
reading.
Right. Yeah.
It's a program called, it used to be called Gaia. It was on, anyways, Gaia TV, they have their own store. It's got yoga pants and
things of that.
All that nature.
Yeah,
and she is one of the talk show hosts. Mm-hmm. So all of the family is very deep into health and
getting
people
well-being.
health and well-being. And so when Dr. Oz speaks, a lot of people listen because his wife probably is on board as well.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
And his daughter. I mean, either one of them are going to bring health. The daughter talks a lot about food
and health.
And healing.
Oh, my gosh.
The mother is breathing, meditation,
We have a doctor that really knows her stuff when it comes to health and healing and using food and spices and herbs and things. Come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Come see us. Come get certified. It's only $85. Yeah, there's a state fee of $150. Sure, there's a filing fee of $35. But if you have a computer at home and a printer, you can do that yourself. You can save $35. Renewals are just $65. Come on down. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. Hey, guess what? The world's first hemp airplane is currently in development.
That is incredible.
Isn't it? We were talking about hemp. I know, it's not stealth. It totally looks like a stealth plane.
I bet you it's very lightweight.
It's a small two-engine airplane prototype made mostly of hemp, and it's in production. A Kickstarter campaign for the plane is set to begin April 20th, 4/20, 2016, to help complete the prototype. The plane dreamt up by Hemp Earth, is a four-seater and will have a flight speed of 210 miles an hour. That's great. Sufficient testing has been conducted to compare the strength of hemp fibers to fiberglass, and the results show that hemp fiber is as strong, if not stronger, than fiberglass. Plans for this particular plane include a 36-foot wingspan, and the aircraft will be constructed of at least 75% hemp. Hemp biofuel will be used instead of traditional fuel. One of the key principles of this project is to display the versatility of the hemp plant. An airplane of this type is environmentally friendly and can change the future of flight. The project is also designed to raise awareness about the importance of hemp to humanity, according to information shared by Hemp Earth. The maiden flight will be taking place in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Kitty Hawk is the location of the Wright Brothers maiden flight. On Hemp Earth's initial flight, live streaming to the entire world will be available from GoPros attached to the wings of the plane. Live broadcasting is not permitted from the location.
Wow. You know, so much can be done with this. Hemp is just really going to revolutionize
yeah.
America again.
Yeah. It really is.
You know, I was thinking, you know, all what other hemp does is also it cleans the earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really great for revitalizing the earth of where it's at.
Regenerating it,
getting the minerals back in it,
yeah.
The Ooh. Shedding of the leaves,
filtering
it all out. We went to a hemp conference in Phoenix, and there was a few doctors that were talking about a horticulturist that were actually talking about what hemp does to the earth when it goes through its whole process, and it cleans, it's less water. Corn and soybeans is one of the worst cultivations that is hurting our land here in the United States.
It's hurting the earth.
It's hurting the earth. But then all the people, you know, the people that were just sickened in Flint.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having hemp being planted around in those areas and having it clean up cities? That
hemp's amazing. As a plant, we need to post some statistics and things for you just about all the different uses it has,
mm-hmm.
fiber, rope, clothing, you know, the hemp oils we're all using for seizures and things and such now. It's an amazing plant. It's going to create jobs. It's going to create health. It's going to create wealth. It's going to create happiness. And we always say, what's wrong with a little? There's nothing wrong with a little bit of happiness.
Well, I think it's just going to join
and
us back together with,
it is.
With our planet again. I think
it's going to completely emerge us again back to the earth, back to the way we're supposed to be. I've seen miracles right in front of my little face with hemp oils, with patients with Parkinson's, migraines, all sorts of issues come in and have used hemp oils that we have at the store. And seriously, I've seen miracles, right? To me, when a Parkinson patient can't shake so bad they can't fill out their paperwork, and then 15 minutes after taking hemp oil, they can, that's the miracle. I mean, that's crazy. I never would have believed it had I not seen it right in front of my little eye.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's like a magic show. You know what, though? I want to know something. I want to know why Facebook took down all the dispensary pages. But you know what they did? They restored New Jersey's medical marijuana pages without pictures and prices. Isn't that weird?
So they
Marky Mark, what the heck? Why did you do that in the first place? We know you rip it out. We know you do rippers after work before.
I know.
It's
got to follow the money. So someone gave you money.
A lot of money.
A lot of money to tell everyone to take it down.
No, they didn't tell everyone to take it down. They took him down.
So Big Pharma, or one comes to mind.
Somebody
big
paid
tobacco,
them billions of dollars. Alcohol.
Big agriculture. Now, why? You guys having a hard time with this?
Are you afraid? Are you scared?
You can't. The floodgates have been opened. You cannot put this back in the box again. No more. It's out and it's for us.
And we're proud.
And we get
out and proud
people.
Once again. Out and proud once again.
Out and proud once again.
Facebook restores New Jersey medical marijuana pages without pictures and prices. Trenton, The Facebook homepage for two medical marijuana dispensaries are working again after the operators deleted the price list and photos of the medicinal plant to comply with the social media company's rules, the dispensary managers confirmed. So did you hear that, everybody? Check it out. Take down your prices, take down your pictures, and then you are in compliance with Facebook's media rules.
Huh.
Okay. All right. We'll start with that. Compassionate Sciences Alternative Treatment Care General Manager Michael Nelson said the Facebook page went live Sunday, 4 days after the Menlo Park, California company disconnected it without advance warning for violating a policy that prohibits the promotion of an illegal good. Facebook restored the homepage for Breakwater Health and Wellness in Cranberry on Monday, said the dispensary's founder, Alex Zaleski. All mentions of specific products and entries posted prior to February 5th appear to have been deleted. There are 5,668 patients in the medical marijuana program. Critics say more people could be helped if the state expanded the list of qualifying conditions. And despite medical marijuana programs operating in 23 states and Washington, D.C., marijuana possession and production violates federal law. Federal law, and they're growing it. Federal law, they're giving it to their own patients. But
you
that's
know,
crazy. So, but check it out. If you're a dispensary Facebook page owner and you want to get around that, just do what they did. Take off the pictures, take off the prices, and you're good to go. You're good to go.
Continue on as an educational page.
Yeah, exactly. And continue on as a page to get people to come in to see what you do have. Educate and
there's ways around this, Felton
yeah.
said. You know, there's get creative.
Yeah.
Have your staff come up
that
with something.
That was a smart person. Who did? Whoever, that guy
yeah.
was smart. It's like, well, we're going to read the policy. Why did they take us down? Oh, we have pictures. This is okay. Done. Bam.
Fun. Off. We keep on.
We're done.
Yeah, keep on keeping and reformat your page.
Yep.
You know, I was just going to say, you know, it couldn't more be more easy than that. People still want to know what's going on at your dispensary. I know I'm still looking for information from
yeah.
you know, my favorite dispensaries. So get it back out there, guys. Get the staff together and format those pages.
Oh, and check this out. You're going to love this. Are you ready for this?
And folks,
are you ready?
Patty's Prancing Poodle.
Okay, no,
and
it's not
really
the Prancing Poodle.
Registered on the old applause meter, too.
Yeah,
now, then, for our final act this morning, we have six kids, three boys and three girls. A match set, you might say.
I love that.
They call themselves the Silver Platters, and here they are.
We're going to keep on this morning. We're going to take a little sip of our coffee and have a go. It's a baby gun. It's just going to look nice. Hey, this is cute. That's why we're going to keep on with the baby gun, too. All right. So you can't tell me that Mr. Brady and Alex didn't sit around after the kids went to bed. You had, you think they did bonus or did they go crazy? No, I think Mr. Brady like half. Just so you Brady understand, I couldn't hear myself. Going on in the background with Brady Bunch. We love them. And if you didn't grow up in the 70s or whenever the heck this came out, you gotta get some rewinds and keep on keeping on. As our doctor says, keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Speaking of keeping it moving, yeah, I saw something about bubble gum you had
you
up
did.
There.
Did.
Where did
so
it go?
Did you try marijuana gum for your chronic pain?
You bet I would. I'd be keeping it on.
Can
marijuana,
you imagine how-
and that looked like the old gum you got in the baseball card pack, which is what made me so happy and excited. It's one of those 70s kind of days. All right.
If upcoming study results are positive, people with multiple sclerosis may have a marijuana gum available for treatment of symptoms by 2017. The gum is made up by Axiom Biotechnology Incorporated and is called MediChew RX. The marijuana gum has been tested for treatment for pain and spasticity in multiple sclerosis, and the company expects the Food Drug Administration and the European Medicine Agencies to approve the product for its use. MediChew RX contains 5 milligrams cannabinoids, cannabidiol, CBD, and 5 milligrams of THC.
Wow.
And will be available by prescription.
Wow.
Cannabidiol is one of the more than 100 cannabinoid chemicals found in the marijuana plant and does not make people high. It has been shown to possess multiple health benefits, including the ability to treat seizures and neurological conditions. THC, another type of cannabinoid, has psychoactive properties as well known as its medical abilities.
THC is very good for pain. We've been talking to a lot of patients that are really liking the concentrates these days.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what, maybe this is just one of those kid things. It's a gimmick, you know, Fruit Loops, fun for kids kind of thing, you know, different colors, different shapes.
Mm-hmm.
You only use a little, it's super strong. But then I started talking to people, patients, and I said, well, why is it that you like the waxes and the oils and the dabs and the hashes that are that high in THC? And you know what they say? Pain. It hits the pain fast and hard. And when you are a stage 4 cancer patient, or you have serious migraines, or you have nausea to the point where you're wasting away, wasting syndrome.
Chronic back pain,
anything that's
debilitating.
That you want to take a Vicodin or a morphine for, forget it. Get some concentrates. They're heavy hitting. They'll take the pain instantly. From most people, they'll just take it right away. And that's what they need. They need it. It's like your extra strength Excedrin. I always have to put this in terms my mom and dad would understand. Be like, okay, look, some people like Tylenol, some people like Excedrin PM.
Right.
So you got your sativa, you got your indica. So we relate to like Excedrin PM as your indica kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we relate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So THC in really high doses can be really good for pain. And this is interesting that the gum is a 50-50. It's kind of a hybrid. They got 50% CBD, 50% THC.
In which we found out, and the research has been done, is it only takes a little bit of THC to open the receptors to allow the other cannabinoids in.
Right.
It's like the key, and it just needs a small key. So what we're finding is a lot of these strains have been bred for the high THCs, and that's great and all.
Yeah.
But what we're finding is more of these cannabinoids being bred in their higher forms could be very, very beneficial for us humans.
Yeah. I think we're just potentiating the heck out of the whole plant.
I think we are. I think we're kind
that's
of like
thing.
Looking into it, and we're like,
hey, that's
studying
good.
It, which,
that's good.
Thank God,
that's
we
good.
Finally get to. So
right?
I just wanted to go in and say how the marijuana gum works.
Okay.
According to Dr. George E. Anastasoi, MD, Chief Executive Officer of Axiom Biotechnology, the marijuana gum is unique because of its
precise control release mechanism to the oral mucosal capillary circulation. So when you get that, when you put something in your mouth, the capillaries and the little mucosal membranes in there, it gets
underneath
right
your tongue.
In your system. That's where they tell you to take a drop on your tongue or whatever.
The tincture.
Right under your tongue. It gets right into that. I love that. Oral mucosal capillary circulation, which means it bypasses the liver. Bam! Booyah! Obtaining the marijuana components via chewing is also safer, associated with fewer side effects and more socially acceptable than traditional methods such as smoking or oral consumption. According to Professor John Vajacek, an expert on medical cannabis and the individual responsible for conducting Axiom's clinical trials on pain and spasticity in multiple sclerosis. Mr. Professor John, we invite you on our show, please.
That's awesome.
And Mr. Professor John noted in a company statement that chewing gum is a potentially good route as it would avoid respiratory irritation that some people experience when smoking. And it would deliver a prolonged dose without peaking too much. The gum also provides neuroprotective and neurostimulatory benefits derived from chewing, an activity which itself has a therapeutic impact. In fact, research has shown that chewing mastication promotes generation of neurons, neurogenesis, stimulates the cardiovascular system, and enhances oral health, as well as helps with stress reduction and a loss of cognition associated with aging. Oh, my Lord.
Go health bar.
Go weed. Go weed.
So I would totally use that.
Oh.
I would love some gum.
But I say, here's what I say. For people that are using, and this would be considered an edible because it's you're chewing
sure
it.
Is.
Okay, so here, for people, first time, or people that have not used in years and years, they are giving you 5 milligrams. I would like you to take half of that, or maybe a third of that, because you want to get it into your system in such a way you don't scare yourself, because people sometimes eat candy bars or cookies or gummy bears, and they take one, and it's 10 milligrams, and they think, oh, just one gummy bear is fine, but they've never had this before.
Right.
So it might make them anxious, might make them fall asleep, and they didn't want that effect. Could give them the munchies, and they didn't want that effect.
Right.
It also could be just the right dose. But we say, start slow and slow, go small, just like with cooking. You can mm-hmm. always add, but you can't take away.
And it's so new. It's worth
but
trying.
But that's a good low dose.
Yeah.
That's not like, you know, gummies usually come in and candies start at a 10 milligram, which I think is way too high. I think we should get a half gram or half, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and up from there, I think people should be able to increase their dosage by a point
right.
ahead and keep going.
So
wait,
bite
you know
the
what?
Heads off your gummy bears.
Or bite the heads off your gummy bears, which I like to do. So much. I know. And guess what?
All right, happy birthday, Wednesday, guys. Bye-bye.